but sight. Unions have reportedly met the firm to discuss alternatives, but it's thought the plans have been rejected. Stephen Kinnock's the Labour MP for the area.
It would be utterly devastating. There isn't a single household in my Aberavon constituency that isn't connected to the steelworks. I would therefore urge Tata Steel to sit down and listen very carefully to what the multi-union are saying to them.
A man's been arrested in connection into the alleged escape of Daniel Khalif from Wandsworth Prison in London last September. He's being questioned on suspicion of assisting an offender. The police watchdogs announced it'll investigate whether there were any missed opportunities prior to the deaths of a toddler and his father in Skegness. Kenneth Battersby's thought to have had a heart attack, and authorities believe two-year-old Bronson may have starved to death. The House of Lords is scrutinising the government's Rwanda policy after it got approval from the Commons last night. The Prime Minister urged peers to back the bill, which would send failed asylum seekers to Africa. Oppenheimer has picked up 13 BAFTA nominations, including Best Film. Barbie is up 5 prizes, with Margot Robbie and Ryan Gosling recognised in the acting categories. Anna Higgs is the chair of the film committee at BAFTA.
The highlight for me is the 38 films that are nominated across the whole set of categories. It's such an exquisite example of the variety, range and diversity in cinema that I just couldn't be more excited for the people at home to get to the cinema and enjoy some of these films for themselves if they haven't seen them already.
And XL bully dogs are set to be banned in Scotland. The SNP-led government has announced plans to copy the measures pushed through England and Wales last year. That's the latest. I'm Kat Suave.
Thanks, Kat.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, tonight will remain largely dry with clear skies. However, a few patches of light cloud may drift in overnight. It will be cold and breezy overnight with lows of, well, it could reach -4. On Friday, it's expected to stay dry with prolonged spells of wintry sunshine and very little, if any, in the way of cloud throughout the day. Be a lot less colder as well. Highs of 4 tomorrow.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
Well, welcome back to the last hour of Drive.
I don't know why you think that you could help me.
Yes.
Couldn't get by.
And as I put the slider down on Michael Bublé, I put the other slider up for our Michelle Spencer. I drive well-being coach slash guru.
Hello, hello.
Smooth, wasn't it, that one today?
Yeah.
Hang on. Oh.
It's for the best.
Seems wrong, doesn't it, turning down? But yeah.
Oh, yeah. I love Michael Bublé.
I know.
I think you can't shorten his name, really. Have you realized you could never shorten his name? It's just inappropriate.
Michael Bubby.
No.
Bubbly.
Yeah, you know, like I'm Spencer, but you'd shorten it to Spence. So imagine Spence. You drop the lay off.
Spence.
Bublé.
Bub. Oh! Bublé. Bubbles. Bublé. Bublé. Yes. Okay. Oh, I'm slow today. It's, you know, I'm so gullible. You can tell me to do anything and I do it. Go on. Right, Michelle, hang on. I've got my fishing rod out. Let's bring this back in. Let's reel this back in. Come on.
Well, so today we're going to do a bit of mindfulness, I thought. We've talked a bit about mindfulness and meditation, all that kind of stuff. And I know the term mindfulness is used interchangeably kind of with meditation, but it's slightly different. Mm. So meditation kind of brings you to the state of mindfulness, but mindfulness, another way to say it is we're just aware of, really aware of what's going on. So the idea of we're aware of what's going on internally, externally, maybe why we do the things we do as well.
Yeah.
Unlike today.
I've just seen your T-shirt as well. It's a nice T-shirt.
It's Canadian.
It's a lovely colour as well, but sorry, carry on.
No, thanks. I'm trying to keep warm, Joe.
See,
warm.
I'm focusing, you see. Yes, I'm mindfulness.
Focusing
I'm aware.
On the wrong
I'm
things.
Aware of everything.
Hyperware. So we're going to do a bit of mindfulness, and really you can bring mindfulness into any part of your day. Maybe stop for 5 minutes and do a little bit of mindfulness. We're going to do one with taste today.
Okay.
And I, if any of my yogis are out there listening, they know I do this usually once a year around Christmas time, but I thought we could still do it today.
Yeah.
I did bring you in a chocolate that you can enjoy.
It's gluten-free.
See, I was gluten-free, dairy-free. But I did have a taste because I wanted to see if this would work. Because, you know, sometimes some of that food doesn't have any taste. And I'm like, and if it has no flavor, it throws a point. So what we're going to do, if you're at home and you're playing along, grab your thing that you wanted to eat. So like Joe suggested, even coffee. Mm. So Joe, take one of these.
You can hear the packet. Hang on, I've got to reach over. I'm doing my stretching. There I am.
So if even coffee will work, but... chocolate's really good for this activity. Just pop one in your mouth there. Yeah. So if you're doing a chocolate or something, yeah, just have one and don't chew it, don't bite it, nothing. Just pop it in your mouth and leave it there. So that's how we're going to start.
Oh, it looks like a little chicken. I'll have to have half of it. It's too big.
Yeah, that's fine.
Going in.
I would suggest only half. Just something small. So if you've got like a Malteser, you know those sweets, chocolates. So I'm sure, I checked the ingredients and everything. Mm-hmm. We'll have an ambulance on standby. Right. Anyways, if you're at home playing along, just pop your chocolate into your mouth and don't chew it. Mm-hmm. Not allowed to bite it. Mm-hmm. Not allowed to do it. You can't even lick it. Mm. There you go. And maybe close the eyes down. Mm-hmm. And I just want you to focus on the taste.
Mm.
So maybe noticing, especially if it's chocolate, is it a dark, is it bitter, is it more bitter, do you notice the sugar, is it sweet? Yeah? And then also then focus on the texture.
I was going to say, I can only really focus on the texture because it's not one I'm used to.
Yeah, okay.
Excuse me, the first time I've ever spoken near a mic with my mouth.
Sorry. It took me a while to pick something out for you.
Oh, thank you.
Because normally I would do like a smoother chocolate or something like that, but there wasn't really those options. So, but yeah, if you're at home playing along, think about the texture. What's the texture feel like? Is it creamy? Is it...
keeping your eyes closed?
Yeah. I think, and the reason I would suggest having the eyes closed, because it makes you hyper-focus on what's going on in the mouth, right? Because we have six sensations. You're listening to me, so we're already using one. When you taste, you have to use your nose as well, so you're smelling as well. So that's three right there. So then we want to close down the eyes just to get rid of it. And in yoga, we call that pratyahara. So it's withdrawal of the senses. And what it does, it makes you hyper aware of what's going on around you. Sorry. So with your eyes closed, you can start focusing maybe on the smell, if you can smell it. So that smell will help you taste it as well. Right. And then same with the texture. So just really enjoying that chocolate. So I'm going to guess this is probably the longest it's ever taken you to eat a piece of chocolate.
I'm struggling. I'm not going to lie. It's a struggle.
In a good way?
In a good way. In a good way.
Yeah. So when I do this in the yoga class, I'll give people a round chocolate. Mm. And the idea is that you sit there, you have it in your mouth, you don't chew it, you don't bite it, nothing. Let it melt in the mouth.
Yeah.
And just enjoy it and enjoy that sensation. And I was thinking this because, you know, last week I went for all-you-can-eat cheese, right?
Yeah.
And they come on such little plates. But you think, actually, if we could sit here and enjoy our food, you take that moment to really enjoy the texture, you know, you'd eat a bit slower, but enjoy those little moments of life. And that is mindfulness. So just bringing an awareness to what we're doing around us, that mindfulness. And I know, and I thought this actually is a good time to do this in January because everyone's always like, oh, I'm going on a diet, whatever. Yeah. But not that. Just kind of slow down and focus on what you're eating, you know, and enjoy
But I love that because it's kind of a little trick, because everyone talks about mindfulness and nobody actually really does it a lot of the time. Yeah. You know, just taking the time out. And I think if you've got, like, say, that piece of chocolate in your mouth, I mean, what I would suggest is get a nice bit of dark chocolate if you could, with a little bit of salt in it or something like that. Yeah. So it really get your senses going as well. So I think, like, with something like that, that would really be a way for you to actually zone out and relax, and it could actually really help you to start.
Exactly.
Doing more within that,
and then you can enjoy. And that way, if you have your, you know, treats, if you say, I'm not suggesting anyone goes on a diet, by the way, but I'm just saying, if you are on one and you feel like you can't cheat, I'm just saying you can treat yourself, because you can have this little bit of something and you're enjoying it. It's not just there and gone, empty calories. You've actually enjoyed that time with it, and it becomes a treat.
And that's one of the smallest bits of chocolate I've ever probably put in my mouth there as well, just to make sure. And it did actually last quite a long time, and I really did enjoy that, even though it's probably not the, well, it's not the best chocolate I've ever tasted, but I could appreciate that more for that time that I had that in there. So thank you, Michelle.
Yes,
so you're never too old to learn new tricks.
I know.
Nice one, Michelle. So again, where can we find you?
So you can find me on socials. Instagram at Midlife Michelle. Joe's just having her chocolate.
Just a little bit.
Facebook, I'm at Anahata Yoga. And on the Instagram, not Instagram, internet. Sorry, I had a moment there. It's www.anahata, A-N-A-H-A-T-A, yoga with Michelle.co.uk. So you can find me on the internet. And if you want a link, you can always come to Joe's Drive page, catch up, and find me there.
And the this, as we say, they're always in episodes. We put them there. Then they just not the whole show, not the whole 3 hours. Don't worry. It's just the 10 to 12 minutes that you and I have together. We'll go up on the weekend. That'll be up there definitely by Saturday evening for everyone to catch up with if they want to go over that again, which is brilliant. Michelle, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
But you've got a request.
I do. And then I had a trick question for you as well. I had a request for you.
Okay.
So it's St. Elmo's Fire.
Uh-huh.
And then I wanted to know, do you know what the Canadian Connection is?
No. Is it one of the actors or actresses? I don't know. I know you obviously lined St. Elmo's Fire up for you, but...
Yeah, so it was
produced... He's got to throw a trick question at me.
No. You can tell I was an 80s night last
night. Yeah, go on.
It was written and produced by someone named David Foster. And David Foster is from... Michael Bublé's part of the world, and mine part of the world, from the west coast of Canada. And it was written for, not just for the movie St. Elmo's Fire, but it was also the theme song for a gentleman named Rick Hansen, who's a paraplegic, who was in a car accident. He was an athlete car accident, but he's from Vancouver, wheeled his way around the world back in 1986. So the song had two purposes. It was his theme song. That's why whenever you see St. Elmo's Fire in brackets, it says Man in Motion. It's for Rick Hansen. For the theme.
You see, I've learned two things from you, Michelle. You've been with us since last May, and it's only today that I've known.
You've all learned two things.
Michelle, as ever, listen, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I can't wait to catch up with you again next week.
See you next week.
Bye.
Moving straight ahead.
So thanks again to our Michelle Spencer. She will be back with us next Thursday with another treat. Well, hopefully it'll be another chocolate treat, because I'm quite enjoying that. She's taking them with her, though. Goodness me, I don't know. Anyway, still good for my diet, to be fair, so I'm not going to complain. Right now, coming up, our Shake It Off session. It's going to be a classic. It is from the 70s. It's Maxine Nightingale. Yes, I've gone back to the 70s. We were right up to the nowies. But now, listen, after the break, we've got Kaiser Chiefs with How to Dance.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, me, 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 make me your home.
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can-Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
if there's no fooling you, I don't dress the same. Me and Drew, you say I was yesterday, have gone our separate ways. Left my living fast somewhere in the past, cause that's for chasing cars. Turns out open bars lead to broken hearts, I'm going way too far. That's cause I used to be young. Take one for it, it's not worth crying about the things you can't erase. Like tattoos and regrets, words I never met, the ones that got away. Left my living past somewhere in the past and took another road. Turns out party room's empty, I'd assume there's somewhere else to go. Crazy, messed up, but God, was it fun? I know it used to be wild. I used to be young.
Cricket, lovely cricket. If you like your cricket, then don't miss 98 Not Out every Thursday between 6 and 7 right here on Phoenix FM with me, Darren Mutu. I'll be bringing you all the latest news locally, nationally and internationally from around the world of cricket. There'll be some guests, a bit of chat and some music too, so don't miss it every Thursday, 6 to 7 on Phoenix FM.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Now, if you're coming back into London, there's severe delays and two lanes closed due to an accident on the M25. That's Dartford Tunnels. That's anti-clockwise. Junction 1A, Dartford to Junction 31, Lakeside, Purfleet. Congestion already now back to Junction 3. That's M20, Swanley Interchange. Also, we are looking at Chigwell. Gravel Lane is closed due to an accident. A127 eastbound, slow traffic between Junction 29 and the Halfway House. We also have Billericay slow traffic on South End Road, northbound between Barley Lansdowne Farm and London Road. Here in Brentwood, yep, there's still slow moving traffic on Ongar Road especially, then Shenfield Road, Ingrave Road towards the High Street at Wilson's Corner. A120 slow traffic, as always at this time of day, approaching Galley's Corner. A123 slow traffic between the A12 and Shenfield High School due to roadworks. The row again, yes, there's all looking fine for us again here in Essex, but the Tube. If you're heading into London, there's severe delays on the Central Line, including the station being closed at Greenford. Trains not stopping on the Circle Line and District Line eastbound at South Kensington. Underground station is still closed on the Northern Line at Kentish Town. Minor delays on the Piccadilly Line, Cockfosters and Acton Town, and severe delays on the rest of the line. And finally, trains are not stopping on the Piccadilly Line eastbound, that is, at South Ealing due to engineering works. And that's it from the travel updates from me. Unless anything else comes in major for the next half an hour, I'll be doing the travel again tomorrow. track from Kylie coming up as well. Hold on to now.
I caught you watching me under the light. Can I be a line? They say it's easy to leave you behind. I don't want to try.
Baby, what do we hold on to? Baby, what I'm John Chubb. Join me every Thursday night from 7 till 8pm for the Non-League Hour. All the latest results and fixtures involving non-league football teams from steps 1 to 6 across Essex and East London. Reports, interviews and the old musical break. That's the Non-League Hour, only here on Phoenix 98 FM.
If you love country music, make sure to get your weekly dose on Thursday nights by listening to The Night Shift, hosted by me, Madeline, playing all of the latest tracks that country music has to offer each and every Thursday night, 10pm until midnight. The Night Shift on Phoenix 98 FM.
Yeah, so let's take a look at what's going on. We already know that The Night Shift's coming up with Madeline Christie, and she's going to be chatting to country singer-songwriter Nicola Magnolia tonight as well. That's between 10 and 12. If you love country music, you will love Madeline's show. At 8pm, we've got Bumper to Bumper with Indie and Alt through 6, so he's right up to now with the brilliant Gareth Williams. And of course, you just heard there, John Chubb presents an hour of news from local non-league football, and it is from East London as well as Essex. And then, of course, I played the promo a little bit earlier, so, you know, I didn't miss him out if you've only just joined us. It's the brilliant Darren Mutu, and he's got 98 Night Out, local, national and international cricket news and interviews. It's always a cracking show. He'll be taking the reins from me in about 20 minutes or so. But now, where is actually one of my favourite bands back in the 80s was Thompson Twins, and it's Tom Bailey's birthday today, no relation, born this day on 1958. If it's your birthday, I hope you are having a fabulous one as well. But here's Dr. Doctor.
I saw you there, just standing there. I thought I was only dreaming, yeah. I kiss you then, then once again.
Just
Where we're starting from now, it'll be about in 15 minutes with Darren. Darren, hello. That was a terrible segue, wasn't it?
I'm not saying anything.
Hang on. I've not turned you out. What's going on?
There you go. That's it.
There we go. You've got so many microphones around you. I'm not even sure which one you're on.
I feel like I'm at a press conference. I'm surrounded. Listeners can't see this, but we've got some new microphones in the studio, new microphone stands. And I am, aren't I?
They do look like they're all facing you. It looks like, you know, like you're the sun and the microphone's just all coming towards you.
I know.
Like your life as a whole, isn't it, Darren?
Do you know what? Yeah. I'm trying to get warm. I've come in here and just said to you a minute ago, I've not been able to get warm all day today. I took the dog out for a walk very early this morning.
Oh.
Even he was looking at me saying, do we have to?
Do we have to? Yeah. They're saying, yeah, my one's only got little legs. We only last about 5 minutes and they want to come back.
Yeah,
in,
yeah.
One of those things. Yeah,
well, so he produced an icicle and then we came back in, so...
Easier to pick up, though. But anyway, I can't believe I just said that. I hope you weren't having your tea. Right, so, Darren, what have you got coming up tonight?
Well, tonight on 98 Not Out, the... don't forget, I am somehow have made it through to the Sports Podcast Awards
you
of
have.
The year. And I'm shortlisted for Best Cricket Podcast
of the year. So.
Yeah. Well, thank you. That's very kind. But I was shocked when I was told about it, but I was even more shocked when I saw what I'm up against. Because I'm up against the BBC,
yeah.
All the big broadcasters that do all, because they all do their podcasts on that now, yeah. All the big names in the mm-hmm. world. So if you want to support Phoenix FM and give a bloody nose to some of these big boys, vote for me. If you go onto the Phoenix FM website.
Yep.
It is there. It's actually on the front page.
Yeah, phoenixfm.com, and it will be shining. You might just scroll down a little bit if you're on your phone, but apart from that, if you're on the website,
yeah.
And it's perfect.
That's it, and vote for 98 Not Out. Anyway, on tonight's show, a few bits and pieces to talk about. Essex have signed a new very big signing at Essex. All They've right. signed Dean Elgar, who was the former South African captain, so we'll be talking about that. There's England are next week setting off to go and tour India. There's still a long-running saga about who's going to show it on TV has been sorted this week, so talking about that. The Under-19 World Cup is getting underway in South Africa tomorrow. And my special guest this evening is Elizabeth Ammon from The Times, who's the cricket correspondent for The Times. So she's coming on to have a good old rant. I love getting guests on that like to rant.
And that's why your podcast has been nominated. And you say you're up against the big boys, but ultimately, at the end of the day, you know, it's all about content, isn't it? So, you know, and people listen in. And it's not just local people as well. It's from people from all over as well.
It never fails to amaze me. I mean, the joys of the internet and smart speakers and all the rest of it, that people do tune in. From all over the place, it's quite amazing, really.
Oh, it's a lovely thing, and especially like people voting for you as well. So it is really important.
That's right.
Every vote does count as well. So
that's right.
And it's going, like you say, it's for local radio.
Yeah, there's nothing. Yeah, we all do it for the love of it.
There's no reward. No.
Oh, no. Well, we get the odd Kit Kat thanks to Andy Gilson.
I was going to say, yeah, you get, yeah. and we've got air conditioning as well. And
that's
obviously
right.
A nice heater. So, you know, it's all, yeah. So that's what we do have.
Have you put 10p in the meter?
No. Is that why you're still cold? No. I don't know. Anyway, so Darren, you'll be coming up in about 10 minutes' time. Let's have a listen to Guess the Intro. Then we've got another quick ad break. And, that's almost it then.
Guess the Intro.
Why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Butt and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.huttonspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m., Contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room. Making your celebration that bit more special.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privett. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Yes, we've just had a request, and thanks for all your requests today, Jake Bug. But I've got What Doesn't Kill You. I hope it's the one you wanted. I don't know why I'm talking like that now. It might be because John Chubb's on soon.
Stood out the door to him yesterday. Me and my friend keeping the night aflame. And as we're walking in the clear, I'm like, two guys come up and take him out of sight. Oh, I know what's what they eat him hard. He doubles up, he takes his money and they run. And all I can do is watch them go. His hands around his nose, his bloody's on his clothes. What doesn't kill ya? What doesn't hurt? Sometimes you feel you're up against the world. What doesn't kill ya? What doesn't break? His life it seems can bring you to your knees. You try, you bleed, then finally you breathe. She was a dream that kept me up at night. I couldn't face the world without her eyes. I never knew it till she disappeared. My life will be a bunch of souvenirs. Oh, I know what's wanted. It's a heart. She doubles up, she packs her bag and then she runs. And all I can do is watch her go. I've lost all I own. What doesn't kill ya? What doesn't hurt? Sometimes you feel you're up against the world. Can bring you to your knees. You try, you breathe, then finally you breathe. What doesn't kill ya? What doesn't hurt? Sometimes you feel you're up against the world.
Right, just to let you know as well, the M25 anti-clockwise right Dartford tunnel is now closed due to an accident and fire. Delays are building. The left tunnel does remain open, though. Thanks for listening. Thank you to Michelle again for coming in after five. She will be back next Thursday. I'm going to leave you with the guesty intro and a classic track from Coldplay with Magic. It was Swing Out Sinister and Breakout. I'll see you the same time tomorrow, 3 till 6. Have a brilliant night. Remember, stick around for Darren. Night.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News from the